USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is cutting its key interest rate.
We decided today to lower the target for the federal funds rate by a quarter of a percentage point to a range of 2% to 2.25%.
That's Fed Chairman Jerome Powell when he cited the global uncertainties and muted inflation as key factors. Police continue to investigate a deadly shooting at a garlic festival in Gilroy, California that left three people dead and injured more than a dozen. FBI Special Agent John Bennett says he's fairly certain that the suspect acted alone, although as far as a motive...
We're looking at multiple threads of conversations that he's had. However, we're still not comfortable in saying, you know, it's an ideology one way or another.
Baytown, Texas firefighters are on the scene of a fire at a Texas ExxonMobil plant. People to the west of the plant have been evacuated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Iran starts to interfere with ships traveling through the Strait of Hormuz, President Trump's nominee for the Chief of Naval Operations tells a Senate panel the Navy will not be stationing lots of ships there.
We will have the resources and do have the resources to escort U.S. flagships, U.S.-owned ships through the Strait of Hormuz. There aren't that many of them that make that transit. The coalition that we're building in the Arabian Gulf, and specifically in the Strait of Hormuz, is going to be a 80 or 90% coalition effort and a much smaller U.S. effort. It is primarily focused on providing intelligence support to the rest of the coalition. So we will escort our ships as they come along. But we won't be there in great numbers.
That's Navy Vice Admiral Michael Gilday. The Trump administration reports for the first time they're open to the idea of importing some lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Delta Airlines pilot was arrested Tuesday for being intoxicated. Now, he was scheduled to fly out of Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. A Delta spokesman identified the pilot as 37-year-old Gabriel Lyle Schroeder. He was arrested shortly after 11 a.m. Schroeder was originally supposed to fly to San Diego from the Twin Cities. Minneapolis Airport Police conducted two sobriety checks, and one of them found Schroeder to be under the influence of alcohol. Others working also suspected Schroeder was intoxicated as they could smell alcohol on him. The second of two Democratic presidential debates will be held tonight in Detroit. Some parts of the nearly three-hour debate that have people talking last night include this exchange between Senator Bernie Sanders and former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper.
Throw your hands up, but you haven't...
And then there's Democratic Senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, taking former Congressman John Delaney to task.
I don't understand why anybody goes to all the trouble of running for president of the United States just to talk about what we really can't do and shouldn't fight for.
And when the topic turned to health care, Senator Bernie Sanders and Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio had this exchange.
Medicare for All is comprehensive. It covers all health care needs for senior citizens. It will finally include dental care, hearing aids, and eyeglasses.
But you don't know.
Second
that.
Of all.
You don't know that.
Second
Bernie.
Of all.
We'll come to you in a second.
I do know when I wrote the bill.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.